Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
You're listening to a man whose work is never done.
In a job like yours, even when it's finished, there's always one more thing to do.
And his job is to make your job easier.
It's a very difficult job, and the only way to get through it is we all work together as a team. And that means you do everything I say.
He's Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate.
We're back. It's 34 after the hour. Thank you very much for staying with me today. If you just tuned in, welcome aboard. If you've been listening already, we really appreciate that. That's a sign of high intelligence, we think. And you're going to get a lot smarter because Grace Marie Turner is with us. Ladies and gentlemen, Grace Marie is one of the smartest people I know. She is the world's expert on healthcare public policy. She's the president of the Galen Institute. She's the editor of the outstanding publication on healthcare, Empowering Healthcare Consumers Through Tax Reform. And she works very hard every day, she and her organization, to try to impact the public policy element of healthcare to get healthcare policies that make sense in the marketplace. And more importantly, though, folks, she's our good friend. Grace Marie, welcome back to the show.
Wonderful to be with you, Jim. Thank you.
It's good to have you here. Grace Marie, give us a little bit of a tour of where we are right now in terms of healthcare public policy.
Well, actually, yesterday, the House Ways and Means Committee voted out a committee, a couple of provisions that will improve health savings accounts and try to get those to the floor and maybe even pass before Congress leaves. They're going to leave next week, and of course we're counting the days to go quick campaign. But then they're coming back for a lame duck session in November, and there's a lot of hope that some other things are going to get passed. My sense is that if they'll do it, if Republicans can stay in control, but if Democrats control, they're not going to want to pass anything because they're going to say, you know, you guys have been kicked out. So there's a lot of scrambling right now, but they're just not able to get everything done, and they're going to come back in November to finish a couple of more things. But they want to make health savings accounts more attractive. They want to improve them. It's a little sort of a technical list, but a lot of things that businesses have been asking for about.
Give us an example.
Well, for example, to be able to use money from your IRA to pay the premiums on your health savings account, if you want to be able to do that. The change in definition of tax policy. Some other things that will allow.
I'm sorry, Grace. It's almost like we're talking a little bit about making our health care and our retirement plan sort of cross platform. I hate to use the word commingle, but because that often has a negative context, but it sounds like it's kind of like that.
Well, and you know, a lot of people that are putting money into their health savings accounts, this incredibly tax-advantaged account, money goes in tax-free, inside build-up's tax-free, stays tax-free if you spend it on health care, that a lot of people are saying, you know, that's a really good retirement account.
Mm-hmm.
I'm not going to spend my money out of my health savings account. I'm going to just pay out of pocket for my small doctor's bills,
right.
And then I'm going to, you know, keep this money, this tax-free money in this health savings account. That's a really good deal. And you can put more money into it than you can put into an IRA anyway. So
right.
You're absolutely right. Both health accounts and retirement accounts are all going to kind of, people think of them as one, which is good.
Well, exactly. Are you seeing, Grace Marie, and I had never thought about this. I mean, that's the reason we have Grace Marie on the show. She makes us think about these things. Are you seeing a day in the future where it all kind of comes together? There's a convergence of these different retirement elements?
Absolutely. House Ways and Means Chairman Bill Thomas, who's retiring. They only get to have 6 years as chairman of committees under the Republican rules in the House. and the Senate. And he's up this December. His time's up. He's already announced he's retiring. But that's really his vision. And I don't know if the next guy, Jim McCrary of Louisiana, is going to take that over, but a big chance that we've got so many accounts. We've got 401ks, you've got Roth IRAs, you've got IRAs, you've got now health savings accounts, you've got medical savings accounts, and they're saying, why should we have to have all these different rules? Let's just call it, you know, a master retirement account or a super savings account, so that we can have people put all that money together and not have the government micromanage
right. How
you're going to spend that money and under what rules you have to have.
And we've got people in the House who like that kind of thinking, don't we?
Oh, absolutely. They really see it as making a lot more sense. A lot of people who say, why should the government be telling you how you should spend your savings?
How much bipartisan support is this getting,
Well, it's not even really gotten to the point yet of a big national debate, but
yeah.
I think it'd be hard for not everybody not to support it.
Well, you wouldn't be surprised. A lot of people would be surprised. They'll find ways. I want to get back into this. This is fascinating stuff, folks. This is groundbreaking, actually news-making stuff that Grace Marie is bringing us. 20 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the small business advocate, the guy who can make healthcare exciting. We're back. It's 17 till. I'm Jim Blassingame, the Small Business Advocate, and my website is www.smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you use it to your advantage. Don't forget to subscribe to my free newsletter when you get there, and check out our blog also, and we'll send it to you too. It comes every weekday if you want it. Or you can come and look at it every weekday on our website, or go to jimsblog.biz. That'll get you there too. And we got lots and lots of other stuff there that'll help you to be successful in your business. Grace Marie Turner is our guest, ladies and gentlemen. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Nobody works harder for public policy, for healthcare public policy that benefits you and me and our small businesses than Grace Marie Turner. And she is also somebody who knows how to make healthcare exciting. And Grace Marie, we're talking about something that we've never talked about before. And I'm really glad to know that this is a concept that may be getting some legs, and that's the idea that all of our retirement programs, including our health care, could wind up converging into one pot, you know, with certain restrictions, I'm sure, but where we don't have to have all these different plans. We can just have one kind of one
Absolutely.
Plan.
Absolutely, and I think that's really, as we get more and more rules for all these different plans, and as people really start using these plans, Congress passed legislation, and it has now been signed into law, that allows employers to have, to sign up people for 401k plans, especially when they're making contributions themselves,
mm-hmm.
automatically, and have employees have to default out. And that's really a big change, because everybody complains, well, people don't sign up for the 401ks. Well, employees have to do it actively. Now, employers have the option of saying, you know, we're just going to sign up everybody for the 401k. And if you don't want to be in it, let us know, and of course you'll be able to get out. But
that,
I think, is going to tremendously increase participation in 401ks, which are already popular.
All right. Now, all these things we're talking about, is moving more toward the ownership society. It's moving more towards every human being, every American being responsible for their own retirement, their own health care, so to speak, at least being actively involved, not being adopted by a company, but actually actively participating, not being a patient, but being a consumer of health care and a consumer of retirement benefits, being a lot more educated, a lot more informed. That is something that I believe that the Republican Party is interested in. What do you think the Democrat Party is interested in?
You know, I have seen in healthcare for at least 20 years just this real deep chasm. There are people who feel that it's just too hard. People cannot make their own decisions about health care. We need to go the way of Europe and have the government in charge of these decisions, and the whole system will be faster and more efficient and fairer if the government runs it all. And I believe, as you do, in the ownership society. I think there is no way for you to have fair and efficient centralized control over a healthcare system in an information age and in an era of consumerism. People want to have control over their own destiny, over their own choices, over their own money. And there's just a big different philosophy, I think, between those who believe in more government and those who believe in freedom and free choice by individuals. And yes, sometimes people are going to make mistakes, but we all learn from that. And the system, this wonderful Adam Smith's wonderful invisible hand, does in fact produce better outcomes for everybody if the system is allowed to work without all the bureaucratic micromanagement.
And of course, Grace Marie, we know the government never makes any mistakes. Everything they do is perfect and genius, and everything works out perfectly. You know, it's And is my sarcasm showing, Grace?
It's a little bit.
Just a little bit. We all
it's
we
a little
all,
bit clear, Jim.
Exactly. And so.
But they do think that. There was a report out on Monday by the Citizens Working Group on Healthcare that was commissioned by Congress to go out and listen to American people to talk with them about what do they want in healthcare. Well, you know, mostly people who showed up were people who have some vested interest in the current government-run healthcare programs.
Right.
And they came up with this utopian wish list that basically says, well, we want everything that we want any time, and we want somebody else to pay for it.
Right.
Well, that's great. Exactly how are you going to get there? Well, we didn't have any details about how we're going to get there other than we're going to raise your taxes.
Right.
Jeez, create some new taxes, some horrible value-added tax for crying out loud.
Well, let me ask you a question. Now, this bill that you're saying that's working its way through the House, is it going to get passed before they leave this week?
Not before they leave this week. That's the one that if it gets through, it's going to have to get attached to some piece of must-pass legislation, probably in the lame duck session, in order to also get it through the Senate. But another thing this bill would do for companies that have cafeteria plans, allow people to put flexible spending account money aside. That's the money, you know, you spend it at the end of the year, or else it vanishes. They would allow that money to roll over into a one-time rollover into a health savings account, give people a little boost to get an HSA started. So there are some really good provisions. They don't cost a lot of money. They shouldn't be controversial, but they're improvements to health savings accounts, which have themselves, unfortunately, become politically polarized.
Well, and so if this thing's going to pass, even if the Democrats take over the House, the lame duck session, as long as there are enough Republicans, they can actually get it passed in the House during the lame duck session, because even though it's lame duck, the Republicans would still be in charge.
They'd still be in control. I don't know if they'd have the public opinion on their side.
But then we got to get through the Senate, and that's where the problems.
That's a tough spot.
The Senate is where good legislation goes to die. That's what we've discovered in the last few years. Folks, it's 10 till. I'm Jim Blasingame. We're going to be right back with Grace Marie Turner. She's the president of the Galen Institute. Stay with us. We'll be right back.
This is your big day, too. It's like a dream come true.
Welcome back. It's 7 till. I'm Jim Blasingame, the Small Business Advocate, and we're having a great visit with our good friend and one of my favorite people in the world, Grace Marie Turner, the president of the Galen Institute. And Grace Marie, please tell us about the Galen Institute.
We are a think tank or a research organization that focuses on free market ideas for healthcare, and we were one of the early proponents of health savings accounts. We've doing everything we can to give people more freedom and to free up the marketplace in the health sector, because we believe that you guys are going to be able to solve the problems, not Washington politicians that we've got in the health sector.
Absolutely, folks. And the website is Galen, GALEN.org, right?
That's right.
Folks, check it out and join their organization. You can support them with financially if you want, but just go there to their website and see what they've got going on. And folks, if you're like me, and you really think that the key to success in healthcare, the way we're going to solve healthcare, is through free market initiatives, not through the government, then every night when you lay your head on the pillow, just say a little prayer and be thankful for Grace Marie Turner, because she's out there working hard for you. And Grace Marie, on behalf of all of us who do what I just said, we thank you.
Oh, thank you, Jim. Well, thank you for all you do to keep small business informed, the engine of the economy, and keeping everybody moving forward with the best ideas and the best research and the best guests.
Well, I appreciate that. Grace Marie, quickly, I want to get to the Walmart thing in just a minute, but before we do, Senator Mike Enzi was on the show a couple of months ago, and he told me, he said, Jim, I'm not going to give up. I'm going to keep the small business health plans on the front burner, and any moment I get a chance to stick it in there before the fall elections, he said, I'm going to do it. And that's where we're stuck. It's passed the House 8 times. It has not gotten on the floor for a vote in the Senate, though.
It has not. And, you know, the thing that drives you crazy is that the left is always putting out all these studies about how hard it is for people to buy insurance in the individual market, which, of course, is not really true. For a lot of states, it's true because they have so many rules and regulations on the individual market. But I'm thinking, well, then why don't you support a different way for people to buy health insurance through association health plans? It's just, no, we don't want to do that. Well, is your only answer another government program? Or do you think maybe you should give the marketplace a chance to let small businesses organize and get some of the economies and efficiencies of scale of big businesses?
The reason they don't want to let the economy, the free market, have control of health care is because they know it'll be successful. And just like HSAs are pushing and like Social Security privatization would give them less control over our lives, so would small business health plans. And they don't want that. They absolutely don't want you and me to be less beholden to the government.
And they just don't trust the marketplace. They don't trust the market. They think the profit motive in healthcare is terrible. And they think people just can't make these hard decisions for themselves. And they just don't get it about how the information age changes everything and gives people a lot more choices and options.
I believe we're going to look back 50 years from now, Grace Marie, and see that HSAs, health savings accounts, and if we ever get small business health plans done, we're going to look back and say that was the most important public policy initiatives of the early part of the 21st century.
I think that's right. I think this tax policy is profoundly powerful, and this is the most attractive tax provision in the entire 47,000 word IRS code.
Right.
And you just can't help but believe that once people figure it out, they're going to say, where do I sign up? This is a great deal.
Grace Marie, we've got about 2 minutes left. What's going on with Walmart? Tell us about the news.
The latest thing, of the free market. Imagine Congress were to try to pass a law saying that we have to make all generics available to American people for $4 a prescription for a month's supply. It would create an absolute firestorm. But if Walmart announces, as they did last week, we are going to make 300 different prescription or different generic drugs, prescription drugs, available for $4 for a month's supply.
Wow.
That's all the customer's ever going to pay.
$4 for a whole month's supply, whatever it is.
$4 for a month's supply. And these are generics. These are drugs that have gone off patent, so the research and development costs are recouped. But drugs to treat everything from heart disease to cholesterol to stroke to diabetes.
Right.
And then, of course, Target says, we don't want to lose that business. We don't want everybody going to Walmart. We'll also sell drugs for $4.
The beauty of the free market system, ladies and gentlemen.
Fabulous. Fabulous. And
it's a beautiful thing.
Is going to take care of giving people less expensive drugs. They said, we knew that our employees needed them. If anything our employees need, our customers do too. We're going to make it happen.
The free market is a beautiful thing, folks, and you heard it right here from Grace Marie Turner. Thank you, Grace Marie, for being here. Good job, and thank you for all the good work you do.
Pleasure, Jim. Thank you.
Grace Marie Turner, ladies and gentlemen, with the Galen Institute. That's Galen with one L .org. Please check it out. Got to go for this hour. I'm Jim Blassingame. I'll be back on the other side of the news with Joan Pride. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.